Tomorrow, Monday. Time now is 10 o'clock.
Destination, freedom. Listen, it's the freedom bell.
Aye, the freedom bell, my friends. And this is Paul Revere, called back from the shadows by the sound of the freedom bell to cry again a warning that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Destination Freedom with Paul Revere is presented by station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Paul Revere is a symbol of warning, ready to ride down the skies to shout his alarm. His destination, now and forever, freedom.
Freedom is our destination. And Americans want to help other men along this hard, rough road. That's why the United States joined the United Nations. That's why Americans are fighting and dying in Korea today. It is not easy to fight, for a democratic nation detests war and aggression, and fights only if an aggressor threatens the security of the nation or the whole world. Then a citizen army is formed. And in the forming and hardening of the citizen army, some men die. We fight not for glory or for conquest. We exhibit to mankind the remarkable spectacle of a people attacked by unprovoked enemies, without any imputation or even suspicion of offense. They boast of their privileges and civilization, and yet offer no milder condition than servitude or death. We have taken up arms. We shall lay them down when hostility shall cease on the part of the aggressor, and all danger of their being renewed shall be removed, and not before. Aye. That's from the Declaration of Causes and Necessity for Taking Up Arms, July 6, 1775. It could have come out of Korea and a dozen other nations in 1950. Where human liberty is the prize at stake in the battle against an aggressor. Today, in Korea, our citizen army serves the United Nations. And this is the story of their early exposure to war. It isn't the true story, since there was no Company D, nor men named Sergeant Macton or Lieutenant Winston. But in another way, it's truer than true, because men have had similar war experiences since we first fought to secure our independence. Don't judge them too harshly, for they have no desire to be soldiers, but they do want to be free, and they're willing to fight and die for freedom. They're fighting your battle, because you have yet to realize that your freedom is endangered, and that the freedom of America is the responsibility of each individual.
Company!
Here, put! D Company, all present, counter force up.
Take your post, Sergeant.
Halt!
Beer, please, Pete.
By way, Captain.
Hiya, Bill. What's with you? Wife leave you?
I'll have a beer, Pete.
Okay, Lieutenant.
Cheer up, Bill. It can't be as bad as all that.
Oh, cut it out, Winnie. I've been in the Army nearly 10 years now. And I never saw an inspection as bad as the one today.
Oh, Bill, the boys aren't so bad. D Company's no worse than any other outfit here in Japan.
These are the troops we're supposed to impress the Japs with. They didn't even look like soldiers today. Brass tarnished, uniforms unpressed, hair sloppy. I ought to have restricted the entire company to the area for the weekend.
Oh, boy. You sound more like a West Pointer every day. What are you so worked up about, Bill? So the kids don't look so hot. The MPs are the ones that keep the Japs in line. Our Joes are just along for the ride.
Your platoon was the worst of the lot, Winnie.
Now, wait a second, Bill. What do you want me to do? Cluck after them like a mother hen? If Sergeant Macton can't make soldiers out of them, no one can. He's a good first sergeant.
I know that. But a sergeant can't do it all, especially if the officers don't help him.
Here he is, gentlemen.
No, thanks, Pete. Don't think it's a hard bill.
It's all part of the occupation.
Don't let it louse up your weekend. Hey, you and Jane coming over to play bridge tonight?
Yeah. Brother, I hope those kids don't have to fight anyone.
Stop it! Who they have to fight? The Russians? Not over here. Come on, drink up.
Well, where are you going, Pete?
Where do you think? I got a little chick all lined up.
Again?
Ah, shut up. You don't do so hard with the gals.
Maybe. I don't talk as much about them either. You really got one lined up this time, Pete?
I sure have. And a honey, too.
I'll bet.
Well, she is.
All right, you punks.
Uh-oh, trouble.
I suppose you're all set to take off for the weekend. This is the lousiest barracks I've seen in 20 years in the Army. This is the lousiest platoon I've seen in 20 years. How they expect me to make soldiers out of a bunch of punk kids like you, I don't know. I likewise don't know why Captain Edge didn't restrict every one of you.
Why, Sergeant, we ain't as bad as all that.
Now listen, you. I know Congress says I gotta be polite to you punks, but Congress ain't here right now, and I am. Now get this. Not a one of you gets a pass to list barracks as G.I. So get out of them dress uniforms and get to work. I'm inspecting this barracks in an hour, and if it ain't right, you do it over. Any questions? Get to work.
Game and rubber, huh? You had enough?
Oh, Winnie, I swear you and Pam have secret signals. No one could have all that luck.
Hey, didn't you know, Jane? Culbertson was my godfather.
Gosh, Winnie, look at the time. It's nearly time to go to church.
Oh, golly, that's what comes of playing with you two bridge fiends. That's dawn coming up. You'd better have some breakfast before you go, and then you can sleep all day. And so can we.
That's a great idea, Pam. Why don't you and Jane fix some eggs and coffee?
I don't know if I can stay awake to eat it. I ought to have my head examined playing bridge all night.
Oh, nonsense, Bill. It was a lot of fun. Come on, Jane. Want to give me a hand?
Why, sure. Now, don't you two go to sleep out here while we fix the food.
Don't worry, Jane. I could eat a horse. I'll keep the commanding officer awake till you get back.
Follow me, man.
Hey, Bill, wake up. Wake up. Don't go to sleep on me now. Hey, did you hear what Sergeant Maxson did to my platoon today?
No, what?
He made them GI the barracks three times before he gave them their weekend passes. Oh, boy. I bet they were burned.
Serves them right. Wish I'd thought of it.
Hey. We called this hour in the morning.
Excuse me, Bill. Lieutenant Winston. Captain Edge? Yeah, he's here. Just a second. You, Bill.
Me? No, nuts. One of the kids probably got into a fracas with the MPs. Okay, let me have it. This is Captain Edge. Put him on.
What is it, Bill?
Colonel, something's up. I don't know. Yes, sir. This is Captain Edge. They're all out on pass, sir. To move out in battle gear? Why, if the MPs have sent him back to the post. I see. We can be ready by 8 o'clock, sir. May I ask what's happened? Good Lord. The company be ready to move at 8, Colonel. Goodbye, sir.
Bill, what is it? What's happened? Russia?
The North Korean commies have jumped the 38th parallel. Started what looks like a full-scale attack on the South. We're alerted, just in case. Let's have those eggs, Winnie, and get going.
Come on, come on. What's the matter with you, Johnny?
Huh?
Get the lead out, will you? I don't want to carry this pack all the way to the boat.
I can't go any faster, and I am clinching my way.
Quit grousing, you two. You'll get to Korea fast enough.
Well, I ain't going to have the strength to do any good when I do get there. They don't get out of my way soon.
Hey,
Please be careful. Don't take any chances.
Don't worry, Pam. I'll take care of myself. You get packed and go back to the States to your mother as fast as you can.
Do you really think that's necessary, darling? I mean, it may not be that bad.
I don't want to take any chances with you, honey. May be all right, may not. Jane's going back.
I know, but she's got Billy to take home. We don't have any children yet.
Not yet, dear, but we... Wait a minute. Are you telling me something I don't know?
I was going to tell you, but with all this...
Hey, you don't mean it.
Yes. Be careful, Winnie. Please be careful.
Goodbye, Jane.
Bye, Bill. Think you'll get home soon?
Well, I hope so, dear. As soon as I can. You take Billy back to the States. They'll get you transportation.
I know. We'll be waiting for you, Bill.
The company's all aboard, Captain.
Be right there, Sergeant. Bye, dear. Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear. God keep you safe.
Can we help her in it?
Ah, shut up and listen, you.
All men will form at the gangplank to disembark in company groups as called out. In the meantime, all men will remain in their company areas.
Where do we bunk tonight, Lieutenant?
I don't know, Sergeant. Captain Edge is at battalion headquarters now, finding out. He ought to be back soon.
Everybody's had chow. Some of the men was wondering if they could look around who's on for a while.
Sorry, Sergeant. My orders are that no one leaves the area till the captain gets back.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. I think he's coming now. Yeah.
All right. Get everything set. We're moving up in half an hour.
Moving up? What do you mean?
Just what I say. Sergeant?
Yes?
Detail 10 men to the supply sergeant to load the supply trucks. They'll have to follow. Battalion will tell them what route to take. Convoy's picking up the rest of us in 30 minutes. See that every man has 4 cans of sea ration and 10 clips of ammo. BAR men, all they can carry. Winnie.
Yeah?
Round up the officers. Briefing in 5 minutes.
Raining.
Sure. Always does in a war. I don't know. Just does.
Where do you think we're going?
We'll find out soon enough. This Korean sure built lousy road.
Yeah. Think there'll be any Russians up here?
Who knows?
Boy, if there are, Siberia, here I come.
If you're lucky.
Maybe the Chinese communists are coming in.
You've been paying too much attention to them orientation lectures. Relax. We'll finish off these North Koreans in a week.
Don't be too sure. You punks didn't fight the Japs.
They weren't that tough.
Yeah? I'd like to see you two on lady.
Anyhow, these ain't Japs.
No, they're bigger.
Do you think they'll be as fanatical as the Japs were, Sergeant? After all, they haven't got an emperor to die for.
They got Joe Stalin.
Who'd die for him?
Who'd die for Harry S?
Probably all of you. You've got no more idea about how to be soldiers than a congressman. Now shut up and try to get some sleep.
Better slow down, driver. Looks like some kind of roadblock ahead.
Yes, sir.
There's a signal light. Better stop.
Right, sir.
Who is it?
What outfit is that?
D Company. 312th Infantry Battalion.
This is the end of your ride. You managed to disembark here. These trucks have to go straight back to Busan.
Okay. Then what?
I don't know. Colonel Baxter will tell you that after you unload.
Where's our bivouac area located?
Are you kidding? According to my orders, you aren't even here. It's supposed to be a tank destroyer team. There isn't any bivouac area. Don't kid yourself, Captain. This is a grade A shooting war up here.
You
Rogers. I got our orders from Colonel Baxter. See that low ridge on our right? We've got to get up there and hold it. It overlooks an airstrip to the north. You'll be in position by dawn, and that'll be in about 2 hours. No opposition expected, but keep the men well spread out. Let's get going.
Keep close up there, no straggling.
If the Koreans didn't know we were coming, he's sure telling them.
Yeah, he just likes to shoot off his yap. Makes him feel like a real sergeant.
He's a pretty good Joe, in spite of everything.
Yeah. Hey, and stop worrying about the North Koreans, Johnny. They're probably running all the way to Moscow.
Yeah? I sure hope you're right.
They hit the dirt! That's mortar fire!
They got a bead on us, Winnie.
They sure have. Can you see where they're shooting from, Bill?
I'm not sure, but I think I saw something moving on that ridge over to the left and ahead. See the one I mean? It's about 200 yards.
I see it.
My eyes! I can't see! My
face! Sounds like we got a casualty.
Who got hit, Macton?
Parker, Captain.
Have a couple of men carry him back to the aid station.
Oh, good, sir. He's gone.
Parker was a good man.
We better get out of here, Bill. They're getting closer all the time.
Yeah. We're heading for the top of the ridge, men. When I give the word, get up and run for it. When you get there, take cover.
All right, let's go.
Oh, that was close. I heard a piece of that whistle right by my face.
No casualties on that one among the men. You and the captain all right, sir?
Yeah, but we better get out of here fast, Sergeant. Come on, Bill. Bill, I said we better... Bill!
The captain ain't moving, Lieutenant.
Bill! He's been hit! Come on! You all right, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Last one finished.
That's tough, sir. We better get that mortar before we're all killed.
Yeah, you're right. It's over on that ridge there, see?
I got it spotted.
Get three men to come with me. Tell the others to scatter and take whatever cover they can find. We'll have to knock out that mortar. Get going.
Be right back.
So long, Bill. I don't know what I'll tell Jane. That you died like a hero? Oh, hell.
We're halfway there, Lieutenant, but we're right out in the open. I don't like it. They can spot us easy here.
We've got to take a breather. I think we better split up here and try to come up on that mortar from both sides.
Just let's get out of here. They've been firing at where we were.
Get up! Up the dirt! Get up!
Where's that machine gun firing from?
It's behind us, Lieutenant. Some of them Koreans must have infiltrated us.
I think I spotted it, sir.
Get down, you fool!
Hey, Clint!
You stay down, too.
I'll see to him. Where'd they get you, kid?
My leg.
Well, let me see. Yeah. Now, wait. Wait till I get a bandage on it. You better take your wound pills.
We're trapped. We can't get out of here. They'll kill us all.
Cut it out, soldier. No more of that talk. We'll get out all right as soon as it's dark enough. Go, Captain!
That was a close one. Everybody okay?
Yeah.
How's that wounded man, Sergeant?
Got it in the right leg. Pretty bad.
That's that mortar. They're getting closer. We gotta get... Move on! Can that man crawl?
I think so, Lieutenant. If I give him a hand.
Okay. We'll try to make it to that clump of rocks up there to the left. That'll give us a little cover.
We better get out of here fast, Lieutenant. That was right on top of us. Lieutenant. Are you all right?
His head!
The Lieutenant hasn't got any head!
Get
him down,
me.
You bloody fool!
Hey, oh, he's dead, the fool. You can't do nothing for him. Give me a hand with this one. We'll try to make those rocks. He's fainted. Just as well.
What are we going to do now?
I wish I knew. I don't even know where our lines are. The North Koreans are all around us. Oh, for Lord's sakes, cut out the sniffling.
I can't help it. I'm sorry, Sarge. It's just that I'm so cold, so wet, so scared.
How do you think I feel?
What are we doing here anyhow? I never even heard of Korea a year ago. I don't care what happens to these Koreans. Why do we have to come to a hellhole like this and die? Just tell me why.
Why? I'll tell you why. Because you're a soldier. And a soldier goes where he's sent and dies if he has to.
I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
No. No, you're not a soldier. You're just a punk kid that ought to be home with your mom.
Hi there. What's the trouble?
They give you a hand here.
Oh, what have I got? Another punk kid, the wet nurse?
Hardly, Sergeant.
What? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't see you as a captain.
That's all right. What's the trouble?
I got a couple of babies here, sir. One of them shot up pretty bad in the leg. We was cut off, and I didn't know how to get back to the outfit.
I'll lead you back. You two carry the wounded man. Come on, soldier, on your feet.
That's no use. We'll never get back. We'll never get...
On your feet. What kind of a soldier are you?
He ain't no soldier, Captain. He's just a punk kid. He don't know why he's here fighting Koreans.
Well, there's no time for an orientation lecture now. We've got to get going. Get up, soldier. That's an order. That's better. All right. You two take the wounded man. Follow me. There's your outfit up ahead. You'd be all right now. Better get that man to an aid station fast.
I don't know how you done it, sir. It's a miracle, us getting back.
Gee, Captain, I can't thank you enough. Don't bother, soldier. I haven't time to listen. I've got to get back out there and get some others.
Ain't you coming with us, sir?
No. I want to tell you one thing before I go, soldier. You wondered why you were here, and I'll tell you. At birth, you inherited the greatest thing mankind has ever known. Personal freedom under God. A lot of men have fought and died for that. A lot more will. You may be one of them. But you keep on fighting and dying till men everywhere are free. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Don't ever forget that. You're not a punk kid. You're an American soldier. Now take off. You've got work to do.
Hi, Clint. How you feeling? Pretty bad, huh?
My leg.
Oh, take it easy, Clint. It'll be all right soon. Jeez, you're the lucky one. You'll be flying back to Tokyo in a couple of hours. And after that, home.
You don't get it, Johnny. My leg, they cut it off.
Hey, what?
I tell you, they cut off my leg. What am I going to do now? How can I work? What good am I ever going to be again?
Easy. Can't go get all worked up now. It ain't good for you.
What difference does that make? Get well. I'll always be a cripple. No good to myself or anyone else. Just something you feel sorry for.
Don't talk like that, Clint. I will never feel sorry for you.
No. You won't feel sorry for me, Johnny. Anyway, you won't say it. But in 3 months, you won't even remember my name. Just another buddy that got his in the leg. Poor devil. Had to cut it off.
Stop talking like that. It ain't the end of the world. They make good wooden legs.
Don't say that. What do I want with a wooden leg? I got a girl back home. I want to get married. How's she going to feel when I take off a wooden leg?
Take it easy, Clint. Take it easy. Hey, you know that young captain that brought us out, the one the sergeant thought was a kid? Remember him?
Yeah. I guess so.
Jeez, Clint, I wish you could have heard what he said to me when he left. I know all this is tough, especially for you, but what this officer told me made it all sound worthwhile.
Officers always got the answers.
No, on the level, Clint. This guy knew. He said when we was born, we inherited what he called personal freedom under God. And that was the greatest thing ever. That's what we're fighting for.
Personal freedom under God? What does that mean? That's nothing but talk. The kind of talk politicians say when they want you to vote for them on election day. I got no leg. That ain't talk. That's no leg. Lieutenant Winston's got the head. Pete's dead. How many more? That ain't talk, Johnny. That's things.
The captain said...
The captain said... It don't matter what he said. You're gonna give Captain Edges back to his wife and little kid.
That's right. Hey, mind if I get in on the soldiers? I think maybe you were talking about me. Didn't you two come in with me yesterday?
I didn't see you, sir. Yes, sir, we came in with you.
I thought so. How are you feeling, soldier?
They cut off my leg.
That's tough. Damn tough. I hope you've got the guts to fight back and lick it. Takes a lot of that, soldier.
Suppose I don't? Suppose I can't lick it? Then what happens to your personal freedom under God, sir?
Clint.
At least you've got another chance. That's more than a lot of others got. There was a kid once, a long time ago, sort of an ancestor of mine. His general sent him on a very dangerous mission. It failed, and he was killed. They didn't just shoot him, they hanged him. His name was Hale, Nathan Hale. He was just 21. He didn't get a second chance, like you will, soldier. The last thing he said before he died was, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." It takes a strong man to be free, soldier. A real man.
They fight not for the lust of conquest. They fight to end conquest. They fight to liberate. They fight to let justice arise and tolerance and goodwill among all thy people. They yearn but for the end of battle and their return to the haven of home. Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them, thy heroic servants, into thy kingdom. Citizen army who fought to preserve freedom in Europe. It was voiced by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt on the 6th of June, 1944. An eventful day in the struggle to win and keep men free. The struggle is not over. Perhaps it will never be over, for there have always been men who wish to place others in slavery, who wish to achieve power through domination of others. As long as there are such men, no man can feel that he is free, regardless of race, creed, or color. You can join the active fight to spread and preserve freedom by using your vote and energy to help maintain democratic governments which operate in the interests of the people. You must treasure freedom, live, fight, aye, and even die for it, if freedom is to survive. Listen to my stories. Heed my warning. Make your destination freedom.
Paul Revere, portrayed by Maurice Copeland, will return next Sunday to narrate the next chapter of the story we call Destination Freedom. Presented by station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Today's script was written by Bob McKee and produced under the direction of John Cowan. Members of the cast were Rita Ascott, Bill Fine, Rosemary Kelly, Jack Lester, Arthur Peterson, and Charles Flynn. The special music was composed by Emil Soderstrom and played by Helen Morton and Jose Bethencourt. Our engineer was George Wilson, with sound effects by Cliff Mueller. And now this is Charles Mountain reminding you, the sound of the freedom bell is your invitation to follow Paul Revere along the road to destination freedom. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.